Rachel Stevens. Is that the weirdest way you've ever been introduced?
It's lively.
Isn't it?
It really is. Yeah.
Hi, Rachel Stevens.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm really good.
Yes.
How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Good.
Polite of you to ask. Well, it's not everyone would. Yeah. You were brought up well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Polite.
No, it is good to have you in. We've never met before. You know.
I feel like we have, though.
Do you?
Yeah.
In what possible way?
I don't know why.
Do I look like one of S Club 7?
Yes, that's what it is. Yeah.
Is it
exactly.
Hannah?
Yes.
Good.
Reminiscent, yeah.
Yeah. Good. All right. Well, look, you're here, right? Because you've got kids,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I know you're doing this campaign about teaching kids to read.
Yeah.
And the reason I'm interested in it is, A, most of the people who work on this programme can't read. Him.
Right,
and Victoria.
Okay.
And Victoria are...
I can't help you, I'm sorry.
No. Okay.
But I've got kids. My kids are 6 and 4, right?
Oh,
and so kind of reading with them, and I know that's what we're talking about, I do that all the time. But this is about encouraging parents to do it, right? That's what we're talking about. Because
yeah.
a lot of them don't.
Well, actually, everyone leads such busy lives, don't they? It's hard to sometimes try and fit everything into a day.
Yeah.
And don't you find kids sometimes have better social lives than we do? They've, like, got after-school play dates and then they're exhausted by the time they get home. So trying to fit in homework and reading, I think, is sometimes quite difficult for parents. So I'm working with Reading Eggs, which is an online platform that helps support kids in their reading and helps parents as well.
Yeah.
So it's something that you can see their progress along the way. My daughter's 6, so she's at school. She's doing her phonics.
Yeah, I get a lot of that. Yeah.
So on this, you can do your phonics. You can do games. It makes it really interactive and fun.
Because that's the thing, I think, isn't it? It's about making it fun. It can't be seen as a chore for
exactly.
a kid because they'll just switch right off.
Yeah.
So I mean, when you do it with your kids, then what do you do to engage them in reading? Because there are people with kids listening to this really struggling to get kids interested in it. So, I mean, advise them, Rachel Stevens.
It's so personal, isn't it? But I think what I've always read with the kids since they were really tiny. So I think it's just a part of our bedtime routine.
Yeah.
They have a bath, brush their teeth, they read a book.
Yeah.
And then Amelie's being sent home with a book every day from school because she's got to read for her homework. So I try and at least do a page with her or something, if not the whole book. They're
yeah,
in tiny books.
Yeah.
But the teacher will say, even if you've been at work or whatever, just read one page with them or whatever.
Does
just
your heart sink slightly, though? I mean, sometimes, this is bad of me, I know,
yeah.
but I think, again, it's something all parents will recognise,
yeah.
is that sometimes when, you know, they've gone to bed a little bit late,
yeah.
and you go, which book would you like? And they'll go and pick the longest book.
Always.
And you just go, oh, no.
I know. Well, I mean, patience is something you really learn when you're a parent, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, exactly. And everyone's tired, and by 7:30, whatever it is, you're ready to go to bed.
Yeah.
But you know what? It is about making. It's a really important thing. I think reading's so important, not only for literacy, but for social skills, for creativity, imagination, everything.
Yeah.
So, and you can, if you start it young, you can, it's there's something they'll love forever.
Yeah, well, I think you're right, and you've got to. It's about getting that interest. But the problem comes, of course, is that when they've got their favourite book that you know off by heart.
Oh yeah.
And then you just go,
reading it in your sleep.
Yeah. Why? Don't please pick. Just please pick another book, not that again. But I'm only saying that internally, obviously.
Oh we, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, well, that's what they do.
Totally.
I mean, do you kind of find yourself reading with a kid? Just in terms of how you do it, and do you let them do it? Do you do it? I mean, what's the sort of process?
A bit of both.
Because there is, teaching them, they're either listening or they're reading, and I don't know where the line is.
So. Yeah, a bit of both. Yeah. Amelie, now she's learning, obviously, her phonics and stuff, so I'll do her homework books and she'll read.
Yeah.
And then at night, I've got Minnie as well, and we're both all snuggled up together. Or my husband comes in from work and he'll have that sort of bonding time with them.
Because the other thing is, one kid will want one book and another one want the other and refuse to listen to that one.
And they both try and sit on our, like, heads,
oh,
basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But, no, they're pretty good with each other, actually, by that point.
Yeah.
So that's all fine. But, yeah, we'll read to them by that point.
I look forward to my dotage when they can read to me, frankly.
Oh, yeah.
You know? That's really the only reason I'm teaching them. It's
exactly,
just to make my life better when I can't read anymore because I'm too old. Here, read American Psycho.
Yes,
that sort of
perfect
thing,
reading, you know? Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to ask you a favour.
Yeah,
It's child-related.
Okay.
And you'll recognise this as well. So how old are your
2 and 6.
All right, well, so the two-year-old won't have done this yet, I don't think, but the six-year-old will have done. So you know that thing at school when they bring home, like, a cuddly toy?
Oh, yeah.
Right? And you get custody of it for the week.
Yeah.
And then you have to...
I can tell you love that.
Pictures of it in a scrapbook that goes back to school.
Yeah.
Right?
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, can I get a picture of you holding Radish the rabbit?
I'd love to.
Because you know what? I will win the dad competition because I've got you holding Radish the rabbit, which I have here.
I would love that. It's very cute.
And this
rabbit.
Is for Isla's four. And she said, can you take this to work, Daddy? And I said, not only can I take it to work, I can get a photo of Rachel Stevens holding it. And she said, who?
Now,
she's four.
Pressure for the other parent. Like, you're taking this rabbit on lovely adventures.
That's right. So yeah. I'm going to win this. So can we do that now? Is that
definitely.
Right? You hold Radish.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to take a picture on my phone. I mean, I know this makes great radio and everything, but you know, school is a competition and dads have to win.
Absolutely.
Right? Do you want your headphones on or off? Up to you.
I'll keep them on.
All right, fine. There we go. Look
brilliant.
At that. I have won that.
Nice work.
I am King
Can
Dad.
Can I keep the rabbit?
No, that would get me into a hell of a lot of trouble. But you must have done that. You must have taken a cuddly toy adventure.
We've done
things,
it. We've
yeah.
done it, yeah.
What was the best thing? Because you mix in showbiz circles, so what? You must have got something epic. Come on.
Oh, no, no.
Come on. Come on.
Soft play, actually, was probably about as...
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You could have got anybody.
A busy week.
So you could have taken it on tour.
Yeah, I know. Next time.
The other thing, I'd forgotten you'd done this, but I'm going to bring it up because it's funny, okay. Is that when you're on television talking about testicular cancer,
yeah.
and encourage the nation's men
yeah.
to put their hands in their pants
yeah.
and have a good feel around.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all did that because you told us.
Good.
So that did work.
You did good listening.
If Rachel Stevens, rest
See?
Of seven, is going to tell me to feel my own testicles, I am going to do it. And I think
I'm glad I could have helped you.
Helped everybody. Just saying.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah. Well, it was in many ways. all right. So, look. What else are you doing? What else are you up to? Because reading, I know, takes up a lot of your time. But what else are you up to?
What else am I up to? I'm working on a few really exciting projects. Very early days.
None of which you can talk about, right?
No. Yeah.
I know.
Sorry.
They will do that.
Annoying.
They will
but I'll come back and talk about it.
Better.
Yeah. I'd love to. Definitely.
Yeah, all right. Okay. So, just in terms of where people go to find out more about this reading project, because you know, there'll be people listening to this who haven't got kids yet thinking, I don't want to frighten them off.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, today, I'll tell you something, today Cornelius, helped a pregnant lady and he's very pleased about it.
Right. Well, I don't hate to keep bringing it up.
No, you don't, because you've been bringing it up.
I was on a busy train this morning. I did have a seat, but a lady who was with child, baby, pregnant.
She knows what that means.
I was with you.
Yeah. I offered my seat to her because no one else did. I mean, no one
you
else
offered
had the
her seat. Your
no,
seat.
No, my
to her.
Seat. Yeah, yeah. No one else did. I mean, they didn't have a chance to because I was so noble, so I did it first.
Aww.
And
you
had
gentleman.
To stand. Up. Yeah.
Well, that's he hasn't what stopped some people banging on about it.
I didn't tell anyone. I think it must have got on
you
Twitter
did a good
or
thing.
Something because like the carriage started applauding. It was a big thing, but. Yeah.
How many times are you going to tell this story? Today?
I haven't I haven't told it once. That's the thing. Other people are mentioning it. And I get embarrassed about it because just thought it was a normal thing. But clearly, clearly people were saying that I've revived chivalry from the dead.
I think you
and
have.
And that, I mean, someone earlier
just
in the office said it's a bit
now.
Late for the New Year's honours list, but maybe next year.
Rachel Stevens out of Office Club 7 doesn't want to hear about it anymore.
Really. But thank you for sharing your story.
Is that a thank you
that
on behalf
lovely.
Of all mothers?
Yes.
That's well, you're welcome.
He wanted us to ring Mumsnet. Oh, one question as well. Another question I've got for you. In the seven, which number were you? Did you all divvy it up?
I was five.
No, you were five, were
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I was five.
Was there arguments about that?
No.
What I envisaged when Rescue 7 was formed, it was like the beginning of Reservoir Dogs, you know, when they name all the characters? Mr. Pink argues about being Mr. Pink. And I just wondered
we actually
like
did
that.
A scene from Reservoir Dogs, funny enough, in one of our TV shows. Anyway.
Did you?
Yeah.
Which...
No.
Not
the
ear.
The walking scene. You know, the walking scene.
Oh, yeah.
Scene,
I thought
to
you were
going to
say
no.
cut Bradley's ear off or something.
That would have... yeah, that's not.
I mean, don't rule it out.
No.
I mean, for a future project that you can't talk about. If S Club 7...
I'll call Brad after.
Did Reservoir Dogs start to finish? I think that would be a hit.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. One more question for you. Right.
Yeah.
Was there pressure whenever you had a party, right,
mm-hmm.
to make it the best? Because there weren't no party... like an S Club party. So when you invite people to parties, that must have been quite a pressure, you know,
pressure. It's true,
What would Rachel Stevens do at a party? What's your, you know, you invite people around now, what is it, nibbles? I mean, what's the...
Always, always nibbles. Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
And that, I mean, doesn't stand it out as an S Club party, does it?
No, we're talking about S Club parties here.
Yeah.
You must have been to an S Club party, no?
Well,
my
invitations were never, you know, I mean, it can't be
never got to you?
No. I don't know what you were thinking.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I mean, yeah.
I used to watch them on the telly. Aww.
Did you?
Yeah, loved it. Aww. Loved Desk Club.
Everybody loved Desk Club.
Yeah, it was great. Better than Hearsay. Aww. Hearsay were just a cheap imitation, in my opinion.
No.
Listen, it's been lovely having you in.
Can I just mention the website?
You can.
Reading
I was
eggs.
About to ask you to.
www.readingeggs.co.uk.
Reading
and
eggs.
You can get a free 2-week trial on there. So
okay.
It's all the info's on there.
Yeah, and essentially what it does is if you're looking for tips of how to get a child reading
exactly.
and phonics and school and everything, it helps all the homework and everything
yeah.
else. And frankly, the amount of homework they get, Rachel, now.
I know.
I spent most of last weekend doing homework.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had to do a big science project. It's quite, you know,
for a 6-year-old,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
What did you make?
We made a lava lamp.
Very good.
It was cool, actually.
They're supposed to be hot. It won't work if it's cool.
No, I won't go into what we did. No, not hot.
Warm. No.
It's lava. Lava's
what did
hot.
You
anyway,
use it?
Anyway, we did. It worked, and yeah. She was very proud.
Good.
It was, yeah.
Good. Well, listen, thank you. Thank you for Radish.
Thank you for
on behalf
me.
Of Isla as well, thank you for being
say
in.
Hi that's to good.
I will say.
Hi
to but honestly, really good to see you. Thank you very
you
much.
You too. Thank
Rachel
you.
Stevens there joining us on the radio.